Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, if you're just waking up, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's Tuesday, everyone. I'm getting a lot of tweets and texts from people this morning asking me if Becky has sat on me yet. What's that about, please?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Is this part of the thing where you are, like, fancying me a bit more?
No, it's got nothing to do with that at all. It's, like, my career plan to get into presenting local TV. And I've realised that if I want to be a co-host, I need to sit on top of you or very, very close to you. Did you see the one show last night?
I missed it.
So, last night...
However, the good thing about doing these hours is that you do get to see the one show.
I know, I was so excited.
It's so good.
So, Matt Baker was off doing some gymnastics or something. So
yes,
it was Aled Jones off the Snowman song.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex Jones, and they were sat almost on top of each other.
It makes me a bit uncomfortable on TV when they're sat too close.
Well,
because it's like you've got a whole sofa at your disposal. Just use it.
Well, you could see the massive gaps of the sofa at either side, but he was almost sat on top of her. And I was expecting him at any point to kind of do that thing, you know, like pervy men do when you're in the cinema and they, like, put their arm around you. Like, oh, sorry, as they do a massive yawn.
Yawn. Bet you've done that, Chris, eh?
Of course.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right?
Yeah.
Chris has never seen this time of day. Ever.
Oof.
You've so done that. I know what you mean, though. I'd like... can you show it to me?
Yeah. So I thought, actually, it might improve the quality of today's show.
Oh, my God, they're really close together.
If I sat on one knee and then Chris sat on the other, maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to see...
we'll try it now.
See what happens.
Oh, it's nice and early. Come on, then.
Did you actually just pat them, like,
yeah,
come and sit down, my darling?
Yeah. Come to
okay,
Daddy.
Hang on. Don't say that.
Will this improve the quality
so
of the
I'll
show?
So I'll go like, on the left
you
one.
Go on left, and this is weird.
I'm not sure I feel comfortable
just
with this.
Just get on the right one.
Absolutely fine.
All right.
Okay. To be honest, I'm taking most of the weight in my thighs at the moment. You know that thing when you sit on someone's knee and you don't want to give away your full weight. So
yes.
You're like, after a while, like, I'm not going to be able to hold this for much longer. Yeah. I'm like doing one of those ski training moves.
I can do this a minute
I
at
don't
most.
Like this.
Are you taking the strain or are you just letting him...
Don't jog me. This is
right,
weird.
Guys, listen, we're all friends. Just relax into it. Okay.
I still can't let go.
Right. I'm
this
off.
Is it
good? The one that doesn't speak, is it good? No, he doesn't like it.
It's just all a bit
weird. Come on, relax
weird.
Into it. It's a bit like, I've talked about this before. Do you remember I talked about that flight that I had to get in America once? And I was between two really large people. And I was sandwiched in the middle. And it was only like a short flight, like an hour flight. But after a while, you can't hold yourself in anymore. And you just have to relax into the fat. Okay, could you get off me now? Because I'm finding it weird.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Did you ever put your full weight on me there?
No.
Okay, fine.
Seeing the man.
Right, should we just pretend that never happened and put it down to, like, being really early? Okay.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
There's a few stories that I want to share with you today, and I want you to try and guess which one may have any grain of truth in. Rio Ferdinand wants to be a judge on The X Factor. Now, they've kind of blown that out of proportion. That's in the paper today. I think that he has probably just tweeted at some point, oh, wouldn't that be brilliant to be a judge on X Factor? And now they've made it big, and it's like, he wants to be a judge! Would he be any good?
Yeah, I think he would.
It'd be amazing. Rio Ferdinand, do you know who he is?
No.
Right.
Well, why would he be good, please?
Well, he's an England footballer. Defender.
Great. Well, perfect to judge people's singing talents, then.
He's got a catchphrase. He always says, you've been murked, right?
Right.
And you could bring that to the X Factor. That'd be amazing.
Right. You've been...
Does he have any other
you've
talent
been murked.
Apart from that?
I think that's it.
Right, good. Would he be better than Chulisa?
Close
just,
second.
Just different, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's probably not going to happen. Paul McCartney's wedding reception was too noisy.
Oh...
You know what he's like, Macca?
Did they have to turn it down?
Yeah, the neighbours were on, and they were like, so turn that loud music down, Paul McCartney. Sir, Paul McCartney. Apparently, people four streets away were complaining. Yeah. And it was partly Mark Ronson's fault, because he was DJing. Well, that probably could be true. David Hasselhoff is bringing Knight Rider back, and he wants Simon Cowell to do the voice of Kit.
That would be good.
Now, that is good, because I can't think of anyone better to actually do the voice of Kit. Think about it. Who else would be better? Like, he's the only person camp enough to do it. Hi, Michael. Do I like your hair? No. See what I mean?
I think I'd be good.
He'd be really good at it. Or, failing that, I'd quite like Adele to be like...
Oh, Michael!
And here's the one I think is actually true. See that Hoff thing? I think that he has just said in some interview, wouldn't Simon Cowell be great as the voice of my Michael kit, you know, Michael's car, whatever it is. And they put that as it's going to happen. It's probably not. And Snoop Dogg has a hot tub on his tour bus.
Oh, yes.
That's got to be the
true
one.
How'd you get in that? How'd you get on that?
On the tour bus?
Yeah. How amazing would that be to say that I went in the hot tub on Snoop Dogg's tour bus? Although if you're going really fast and then you go around a bend, the water's got to get messy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to get all over the sides.
Yeah. It's like when you go on a really rough cruise.
It must be like...
No, my mum said she went on a cruise and all the water came out the pool. I was like, ooh.
It's that crossing between the North Sea crossing I've done to the Hook of Holland. It's awful.
Is there a pool on that one?
No. There's some brilliant entertainment, though. There wasn't a hot tub.
I love it if you're there.
Yeah. I'm going from Heritage to the Hook of Holland. That's fine. He blatantly has a hot tub. Here's another thing. I saw a tweet about an hour ago from Ed Sheeran. He's on his tour bus at the moment, just woken up.
Has he got a hot tub?
I think not.
I'm less keen to get in that one.
It's probably. I think they might be listening on the bus. Why are you less keen to get in the Ed Sheeran hot tub than the Snoop Dogg one?
Because I think Snoop's might be more exciting. Whereas Ed would probably just be writing songs at the side. Snoop would be like, yes.
Getting a bit more involved.
Yeah.
I think he might be right. Also, I'm loving Ed Sheeran right now because do you know what he called me on Twitter yesterday?
You shouldn't open it up like that. Just give me options. Because I've now got the freedom to just say what
okay.
I think.
Okay. Was it A, an idiot, B, a good DJ, or C, a lad?
I think it's C.
It's got to be lad, right?
Yeah.
Who was it? Someone tweeted you something rather yesterday.
Right.
Some good-looking girl,
well,
I remember.
I'm a lad, and I have never been called a lad before, and now I have by a pop star.
Why did he say that?
I don't know. He just put, yep, Scott Mills is a lad. I've no idea why.
Was it you fancying Fern? You and Fern getting together?
Oh, it could be. If you missed this at the end of the show yesterday...
You're going on a date next week.
Well, Becky's got this theory, which is...
Which was told to me by my boss that if you work with Scott within 6 months, you'll fall in love with him or have a massive crush on him.
And for you, how long have you been working on this show now?
3.5 years, and nothing's happened yet.
Not even a murmur or a twinge, is there?
No. So I'm starting to get a bit worried. But you think that Fern...
I think that I probably could.
She could be persuaded.
Yeah. You may have noticed that I have made a little bit more of an effort today.
I know.
But I've just kind of look a bit like a budget Mark Wright now, if that's possible. I've gone for the blazer again.
Blazer t-shirt combo.
And you know, normally on this show, I do not dress up.
Normally it's tracksuit bottoms.
Absolutely. But I think that, you know, I mean, Fern's not normally my type, but I do like a challenge. And to be honest, it would be brilliant just to tell your mates that you have, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good on the CV, that,
excellent,
doesn't it?
Promotion for Radio 1.
It really does. Absolutely.
Think about it, your career is going to go...
Yep, on the back of her.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Lad.
Lad! Yes, lad! Is that what lads do, high five?
Yeah.
Lad.
All good.
Right, it's 6:55. I found a good bit of Adele. Imagine her being Kit.
Hi, it's Adele. Hi, it's Adele.
Oh, I'm Michael.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Dave's been on saying, you do realise, of course, if you do have it off with Fern, Moyles will actually kill you. I think that's reason enough to do it. He would go mental, wouldn't he? He'd go mad.
He wouldn't like it. He's possessive.
He is really possessive, and he's been trying that for years. So what I'd suggest everyone does is everyone text Chris Moyles a week Monday and just say, while you were away on holiday, Scott boffed Fern. I mean, I might not get to,
Because you get photographed, like, coming out of a club or leaving the same flat together.
Yes. That won't be a problem. We've got this thing that by the end of this two-week stint on this show, Fern will actually think I'm hot, because that's what Becky thinks.
Is that right?
Did I get that right?
I don't think you're hot, no, but
no.
I think Fern might fall for you if you...
Yeah, if we spend a bit more time together.
Yeah.
But anyone, text Chris anyway in a couple of weeks and just say that I did it. Now, there is a story missing, I noticed, from the news there, Chris Smith.
Oh, again?
Story missing. Did you run out of time, or...?
Well, what's the big story?
Only one of the big stories on Points West last night, BBC TV in the West Country. Hello, West Country.
Hi.
It's this one.
Now, there's no greater frustration for a gardener than to see a well-landscaped lawn laid waste by an infestation of moles.
They've got terrible trouble with moles at the moment in Gloucestershire and Somerset and some bits of Bristol. Is that still called Avon, or is that off?
I think it's Baines now, is it?
What?
Bath and North East Somerset or something?
Right.
Maybe there is some Avon still left. They've still got the river.
Yeah, the river's still there. I think the county is off. Anyway,
right.
Why is that not on?
Well, you know, sometimes a news story is, like, too big
right.
to go in Newsbeat?
Because
it's almost like I think you couldn't cope with the bigness of it.
Okay, well, the moles are a problem in the West Country, so have a guess how people are trying to get rid of them. Big story on Points West. Listen to this.
Right, here we go.
In Gloucestershire, they've even tried singing birthday cards as a novel mole scarecrow.
Now, Becky saw this. What, so they're putting the...
They're burying singing birthday cards just under the soil to scare off the moles. Any variety will do. Just dig up the... Stick it underneath.
Right. And that gets rid of them, does it?
Apparently so, yeah.
Listen again.
Right, here we go. Happy
birthday. In Gloucestershire, they've even tried singing birthday cards as a novel mole scarecrow.
That's good.
Well, I was thinking, though, wouldn't it really freak you out if you were just walking along and then all of a sudden you heard this muffled voice from, like, underneath the ground?
It would be better if there's this, one.
I'm Stephen Hasselhoff, alias the Hawk, wishing you a happy birthday. I'd like to jump out of your cake. Happy birthday from the Hawk.
The moles would be out of there.
But it would also sound like the Hoff had been buried alive. Instead of going, help, help, he just decided to do a happy birthday message.
Hey, it's the Hoff, somebody let me out. Oh, this one would be good. Congratulations. Yes, Cliff. We can't have people thinking that Cliff's been buried alive. That's really bad. Or, I did get this one once.
Happy birthday to you.
Off of my name.
Happy birthday to you.
It's Daniel O'Donnell.
Just
in the ground.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Love that.
You have a great day now.
Thanks very much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So this thing in the West Country, right, where they're putting singing cards in the ground, in the actual soil, to scare off moles, because it's a problem.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, and they haven't thought this through, how is that going to scare them off?
Well, they don't like the noise.
Yes, but surely the mole has to open the card.
No, you put it in open.
No, that would just run out.
Run up to it and then...
Otherwise they don't work. Imagine a little mole like... Ooh, look, it's the Hoff on the front of this card. Might open it. Here's the Hoff. You have to open it. Oh, you put it in open.
Yeah.
Well, that won't last long.
Long do the batteries go in those things? I normally get bored after about 30 seconds.
Well, I've never left one open for any continuous length of time, but I imagine probably a couple of hours max.
Mm.
Rubbish. Right, have you thought of any more Christmas presents that you want? Because I cannot track down this Karma Chameleon telephone at all.
Oh, yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Becky is planning for Christmas, and she's quite blatant about it.
I went through so many catalogues last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You watched the one show and went through some catalogues.
I did.
That's
how
you roll.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to tell me in a minute what you want.
Oh yes.
I cannot track down this phone. Like loads of people have been saying, I've got the Karma Chameleon phone, but it's in my garage, broken. Or my dad had one 10 years ago. That's no good to me. I need it like within the next 10-11 weeks.
Do you know what? I think now we've said that about the birthday cards. People will be getting their Karma Chameleon phones. Instead of them sending them to me, I think you should bury them in the ground if you've got a mole problem. And then you can just sit in the comfort of your own home ringing it.
Yeah.
And the mole is like,
it's Boy George again. Hello?
Radio 1 podcast. podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, before everyone starts having a go, Becky likes to plan. Mm-hmm. She is all about the planning. I know we've got Bonfire Night still to come, and I know we've got Halloween. Oh my God, I was in a pound shop yesterday looking at some of the Halloween outfits. Sexy witches are on again.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How many outfits have you bought this year?
I didn't buy any this time, but I might go back later. But it is an excuse, as we've said before, for girls to dress up all sexy, like, just because I'm a sexy witch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an excuse to dress with not many clothes on. Chris, you must know this.
You could be a sexy pumpkin.
I don't think you can, and I don't think you can be a sexy witch. I don't know.
Well, no, they definitely had in the pound shop sexy witch costumes. I find that a bit weird.
Really?
Yeah, I do find that odd. Mm. So since when were witches sexy? You just want to not wear many clothes on a night out. Anyway, Christmas after Bonfire Night and Halloween. So Becky wanted this Karma Chameleon phone, which is a phone which looks like a chameleon and sings the 80s classic Karma Chameleon every time it rings. Can't find one. So what have you got for me instead? Because I need to... I actually am planning my Christmas presents
today. Well, I thought
today.
If I asked you early enough, you'd have time to budget, because I know money's a bit tight. Yeah. So I've got two options today. Either of these is good for me.
Okay, good.
Your jeans look good, but let's face it, they're not that comfortable. Sweats are comfy, but not a great look. What if you could have the best of both?
Introducing Pajama Jeans, the styling of your favourite jeans together with the comfort of pajamas.
So these are jeans that are also pajamas?
Two in one. How good is that?
Wow.
So you can wear them in bed, get up, not have to do anything and go straight to work.
They're amazingly comfortable but let you look put together all day long. In fact, pajama jeans are so comfortable you'll want to sleep in them.
You could just wear them for like a whole week?
No.
Why not?
Because you would have had the same pajama jeans on for 4 days now. That's no. You need no.
It's a good
there
idea.
Needs to be a distinction between nighttime and work time, I think.
Just because you're busy doesn't mean you can't look sharp. Wear your pajama jeans shopping, running errands, anywhere. Put your best self out there.
I bet these are horrible looking.
No, they're hot.
Get it all done and look great doing it in pajama jeans.
Oh.
I want to put my best self out there.
Okay. Your best self out there.
So,
okay,
pajama jeans.
I'll write down pajama jeans.
Not just pajamas, though.
No. All right.
Pajama jeans.
Okay. Are they available online?
Yeah, probably.
What else? If I can't get them.
Oh, no, this one is brilliant, but you're not allowed to buy it online. You have to go into a shop.
Soft, smooth skin can last up to 8 weeks with NADS hair removal strips. Containing natural beeswax, NADS hair removal strips have a soft fabric backing, not plastic like others.
Are you particularly hairy at the moment?
Well, you said to me the other day that you wanted to wax my legs.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, I might have to do it myself between now and then, but for Christmas, if you could buy me the NADS,
yeah,
that would be brilliant. And you're not allowed to get it online. You have to go into the shop and ask for it.
Hello. Hi. Hi, chemist. Could I buy some NADS, please? I'm not. Who's going to go into a chemist and ask for that?
Well, you.
Not me. I'm not.
It's the cheapest option so far.
Do I have to do Australian? Hello, could I have some NADS, please?
I think it's only available in Australia, but that's a minor issue.
How hairy is it down there at the moment? Is it still 5 mil?
On my legs, you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We discussed this in the afternoon last week. Becky went all builder-like. I was like, oh, how hairy is it? 5 mil. On the legs? Okay, cool.
So if you
I still need to shave your legs, don't I?
Mm-hmm. You shaved Chris's face.
I did. Last week, Chris had his first ever wet shave.
Why are you saying this?
It's already been said.
Because you let him do it, Chris. You should soon realise that if you don't want things talked about on the show, you shouldn't get up to them off air.
So we did. It wasn't like Ghost, like you said it was. It wasn't like, oh, my, that wasn't on. But it, like, I did shave him, and it looked really good, and it felt good, eh?
Yes.
Pretty good. Do you know the next level? I was talking about to someone about this the other day. Have you ever tried to brush someone else's teeth? That's odd. Have you tried that?
No. Why would you do that?
Because you don't know where everything... like it's just like poking around in a hole. You don't know what to do. Whereas if it's your own teeth, you know what to do. Try it. I haven't tried it. One of my friends has. Anyway, back to the NADS.
Warm between your hands, separate the two halves, smooth on, and quickly remove for results that last up to 8 weeks.
Wow.
NADS hair removal strips, beauty and confidence.
Chris, would you go into a chemist and ask for NADS hair removal?
Not a chance.
You can't make him do it.
It's not a chance.
I'd have NADS hair removal if it's all right, lad.
podcast.
Right, Chris has got this idea that's going to make me immortal, which is quite a big claim.
It is, yeah.
How do we do it?
I thought you'd quite like it.
Tell me immediately.
Well, if you think about it, when you leave Radio 1, everyone will forget who you are. That's just the reality of it. Look at Nimone and people like that.
That's harsh.
But I think I've created a way where you can get remembered forever.
I don't think it's fair. It's fair to say that people have forgotten Nimone. Like, she's having a lovely time on Six Music.
Is that where she is?
Yes. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's not world-changing, is it, being on Radio 1? I mean, for the time you do it, it's brilliant. But you're right, yeah. I mean, when it's over,
yeah,
no-one's going to call you anymore, are they?
It won't take long before you're completely forgotten in this place.
Neither of you...
It's sad, but it's true.
Neither of you will want to be my friend anymore, will you?
Probably we're not friends now, are you? I mean, you're friends with Chris, but we're not. We don't.
Oh, Becky, don't start this again. We are friends.
Well, no, you've got to be honest.
We are.
I like you, and you're nice and all that, but we don't.
We're just colleagues.
Yeah. But when we do spend time together,
it's brilliant.
It is lush. We should do it more often.
Yeah. Like being married.
Yeah.
So I've got a brilliant way that you're going to be remembered forever, Scott.
Okay, go.
Nursery rhymes.
How does this work?
Think about it. There's been no new nursery rhymes for like hundreds of years. They're still singing the same ones that they did 400 years ago.
That is true. It's a bit like good Christmas songs. No one's done one for ages, which is why on Christmas Day on Radio 1, you hear songs from 1973, and that's fine for one day only.
I'm thinking you could be the new Wee Willy Winky.
Okay, what's the evidence on this, please?
Well, just, you know, most nursery rhymes, they, you know, they're the same words. It's all Humpty Dumpty and all that, but it's all the same nonsense they've been talking about for 400 years.
Right.
In theory, we could make a new one, maybe.
I don't even really know what the main nursery rhymes are. Like, you just say them, you just sing them, don't you? I don't really know.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what they actually mean?
Well, yeah, I do. I've been looking into it. And I've got Gemma, our mate Gemma, to read out some of these nursery rhymes.
Okay. Shall we hear this?
Yeah, do it.
Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgie ran away.
Right, so that's Georgie Porgie. Everyone knows that.
Right, so what do you two think that's about?
I think it's about a boy that was a bit horrible to girls and they used to run away from him.
Mm.
That's all I can think of.
Kind of. It's actually about a guy called George Villiers, 1st Duke of Buckingham, who had affairs with both men and women.
Oh, my God.
A long time ago, like 400 years ago.
So he's like an ancient bi.
Yeah, he's probably one of the first ever, I imagine. I don't know.
Before 400 years ago, they'd never heard of it. And then this guy comes along, Georgie Porgie. He loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what he was up to.
All right.
Next up, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after.
Hmm. That's just a clumsy pair of spoons.
Yeah, you think it's kids, though, don't you? That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, do you think Jack and Jill are probably kids?
Well, no, I think they're adults because they're good going to get the water. You don't make kids do hard labour, do you?
I think you probably did back in the day.
Yeah, they did work harder back in the day, I think.
Mm. I think they might have had other reasons for going up the hill.
Do you?
Yeah.
To fetch a pail of water.
Yeah. Look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Apparently.
Don't do that on my computer. Don't.
The real reason, Jack and Jill apparently refer to King Louis. I always get my Roman numerals wrong.
I do as well.
XVI. Not sure what that one would be. 10, 15, 16. 16. And right. Jack, who was beheaded, lost his crown. Oh. So it's all about beheading. It's all a bit dark in nursery rhymes.
So Jack and Jill, who went up the hill to get the water, is that actually about beheading?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, these are quite dark.
They are. Humpty Dumpty's next.
Oh, no. Okay.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't out Humpty.
Yeah, sorry, I wrote it wrong.
On the paper. So she read it out wrong.
Yeah, sorry.
Humpty got outed.
No, they couldn't put Humpty together again.
Oh. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't out Humpty.
Put Humpty together again.
Sorry, spelling mistake.
Brilliant.
Otherwise, would he have been the first? Would Humpty Dumpty before Georgie Porgy?
Was it Georgie? Was it Humpty?
Who the first bye was.
Who was
if
first?
It was Humpty Dumpty, that'd be amazing.
I think Humpty was like 100% though, gay.
You think Humpty Dumpty's gay?
Well, what is Humpty Dumpty about?
Well, everyone thinks Humpty Dumpty, and I did as well, is an egg, a giant egg.
Yes, absolutely.
But nowhere in the poem does it ever refer to him being an egg. Think about it. So I don't know where everyone's got this from, this whole egg business.
Yeah, why do you think it's an egg? Because if you think about it, it's not in there, is it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
A little fact for you there. But Humpty Dumpty was in fact a large cannon in the English Civil War. So it's all about cannons and sort of...
So it's not even a person?
Not the last time you checked.
No, it's not. It's a giant cannon.
Oh, this is rubbish.
Last one, three blind mice.
Oh, this is one of my faves.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice.
Okay, good, she's singing.
See how they run. See how they run. They all run up to... It's quite high.
Yeah. See, she peaked too soon there. She started off too high. And then the bit where it goes... They all run up. Couldn't do it. Couldn't see it through. What's that about, please?
The three blind mice were three noblemen who were convicted of plotting against the queen and killed. So again, very dark.
Oh, God.
All these nursery rhymes.
And these have been taught to, like, small kids.
Yeah. But they live on for 400 years.
What you're saying, but there is a danger in 500 years' time that people might not remember Scott for Scott. They might think he was an egg.
Or a bisexual.
It's like, it's all a bit risky.
Well, this is my plan. I think we need to
imagine that.
I think we need to create a nursery rhyme all about you, so that hundreds of years from now, people will be singing your name.
It's true.
But I prefer to be forgotten than be remembered as an egg.
Well, it doesn't have to be an egg. I mean, we could make this nursery rhyme. Why's it got to be an egg?
Well, look what happened to Humpty Dumpty.
You don't have to be an egg.
Okay.
Right, so you're saying that we should do a new one. Maybe some of our listeners will be able to write one, or maybe if you're a teacher, let me know. I mean, are you up for teaching your kids a rhyme about me? Let's put it out there. Let me know on Scott Mills' Facebook or text 81199. I like your idea a lot, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Sam.
Hey, Sam, where are you right now?
I'm in my school in Dunstable.
Okay, so you're a teacher, yeah?
Yes.
So you're just about to get ready for school for the day?
That's right.
Are you in the classroom right now?
Right now.
What's your first lesson today?
Literacy.
Oh, good. What are you saying?
I would love a Scott Mills nursery rhyme.
You would?
Yes, the other ones are really boring and the kids don't even know what they're about.
Well, yeah, well, we just told them, but yeah. What ones do you do at the moment?
Sorry?
What ones do you teach at the moment?
Like Ring-a-Ring of Roses. Don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Georgie Porgy. That's about it, really.
Yeah, we need to freshen it up a bit, don't we?
Definitely.
They've been around for too long.
Yes.
Like I said, it's like on Christmas. Suddenly,
yes,
in between One Direction and Maverick Sabre, it becomes fine for one day to play Slade.
Yeah, we need a new jingle bell.
Yeah, but let's concentrate on the nursery rhymes first, but we're working on it, all right, Sam?
Okay, thank you.
But listen, we'll keep your number and maybe you could do that, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Chris has got one now, actually.
Yeah, I'm working on one, yeah.
Right, wait there, Sam, and see what you think of this, all right?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Last 2 minutes I've made this.
Okay.
Orange is to the sound of London's... what's that? London Bridge is falling down. That's it. No, London Bridge is falling down, right?
Sing it.
Okay.
Orange man is tanned and brown, tanned and brown, tanned and brown. Orange man is tanned and brown, and his Botox hides his frown.
Well, love it.
I could probably sue you for that.
It is accurate.
All right. So you really think that, like, young kids would want to hear that?
I think they'd prefer to Ring a Ring of Roses, wouldn't they?
Possibly, yeah. I think
you've got to have actions as well.
Actions
yes, very true, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we need some actions. Keep it lively.
That one that Chris made up in 2 minutes there, is that something that would appeal?
Possibly,
okay,
yeah.
Should we keep working on it? I can hear it in your voice.
Keep working.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I think we're onto a winner here.
Yeah, I'm starting. Maybe I can move to Bar Bar Orange Sheep. Maybe.
Right, okay. I don't think the kids would like that. Boo! They're a very tough audience, kids. Believe me, I've tried. I was a kids' entertainer once with Chappers.
What?
That didn't go down well. I was dressed as a cow. They hated us. Radio 1 Podcasts. Okay, let's go on to Stupid Street. At 8:16 on Tuesday morning on Radio 1. Question. If you could have one wish... Imagine, right, there was like a genie off of Aladdin who popped out of a lamp and went, hello. And imagine the genie looked a bit like Smooth Talking Dan.
Right.
Hi. Hello. I'm a genie. What would your wish be? So you've got one wish in the whole world. What would you want that wish to be if he could grant it for you?
Health and happiness for everyone.
In the whole world?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you can be nice, can't you?
Yeah. Well, what do you think I was going to say?
No, I'm just saying that's
all
quite nice.
All the money's for me.
All the money's.
No, for like everyone who is ill to get better, for people not to get ill again, and then for everyone to be happy.
That's really cute.
But I sort of said it in one sentence so that that's one wish, because it's effectively two things, but I reckon you could con him by saying it quickly in one sentence, and then you'd have to grant it.
Well, going along the same route then, I would probably ask for 10 wishes as a wish.
Well, no, that doesn't work. I've thought about this.
You're
long
gonna
and
say
hard.
I've tried that before and it doesn't work.
No, but I have thought about like that is a good thought process because I have thought. Hang on a second. If I say that my one wish is to have 10 more wishes,
to have
what
endless
happen?
Wishes.
Yeah, that'd
then
be quite
you could
cool.
Cure everything.
But I think he will say that's not allowed. It's not allowed. So what is it? One.
I'd like to fly.
You want to be able to fly?
Yeah.
Actual what with wings, like, or do you just take off
like Superman?
Oh, that's quite cool. I just want to enter hunger and world peace. That's what I want. What?
I wouldn't expect anything else. Exactly. From you, to be honest,
you knew that.
Yeah.
But we went to Stupid Street and we asked them, "What would your one wish be if you could have anything in the world? Imagine that Smooth Talking Dan is a genie. What would it be?" So I'm going to give you three guesses as to what their wish would be. 10 points if you get any right. And play along at home or on the way to work or school or college. 10 Scott Mills shiny points if you get any right. Just have three guesses in your head if you're playing along.
Okay, I'm going to say more money, a hot girlfriend, and a new car.
All right. Is one of yours going to be Ancient By?
One of mine's going to be Bernard's Watch, which was a kid's show when I was younger.
What?
It stops time.
Okay.
It's a good one. And I'm going to go with a fast car as well.
Yes.
I'm going to go with a hot girlfriend as well. Yeah. Am I allowed to do that? Is that all right?
I'd rather you didn't, to be honest, because you're actually copying.
I'm going to go for Eternal Youth.
Yeah.
Bernard's Watch, Eternal Youth.
Yeah.
And what's your third thing?
I'm going to say the flying one again then.
Okay. To be able to fly. Seriously, how many people are going to say Bernard's Watch? If anyone says Bernard's Watch, I will give you 50 Scott Mills points. And you know, I don't like to hand them out willy-nilly. All right, so we went on Stupid Street. Smooth Talking Dan is there. He's the genie off Aladdin. We want to grant them one wish, but what do they want?
Imagine I'm a genie, you've robbed away at my lamp, I emerge before you, I can give you one wish, what would it be?
Bigger downstairs.
Yeah. I can empathise, to be honest. Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
I can grant you one wish, what would it be?
Nicer hair. I don't like my hair, I want nicer hair.
To eat as much cake as I want for the rest of my life and never put weight on.
Imagine that I'm a genie, you've rubbed my lamp, I'm here before you, I grant you one wish, what would it be?
Disabled parking permit, and I can park on double yellow lines.
I would love to have my old girlfriend back with me in London. She's in France.
That could happen in real life, you don't need a genie for that necessarily.
Well, the genie could help to make you come quicker.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but that's fine.
Imagine I'm a genie.
Yeah.
And you've just robbed my lamp. I can grant you one wish.
Yeah.
What would it be?
You know how normally if you have sandwiches, you have to make them every morning, obviously, don't you? But if you had like a small box, just like a 35mm film cartridge sort of box, so you could just keep pulling food out of it and you wouldn't have to go through the like time consuming process of making food. That would save me hours.
I'm a genie. I can give you one wish. What would you go for?
I'd go for a grand.
A grand?
Yeah.
Okay. Not 2 grand, just a grand. One
no,
grand.
just a grand.
So imagine I'm a genie. You've just been rubbing my lamp. I can grant you one wish. What would it be?
Maybe some vouchers for shopping.
For Smiths? Is that you like that? Or?
Yeah, Smiths.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Wow. I love Stupid Street. Loads of people are like, where is it? Where is Stupid Street? I will never tell you. You'll have to kill me first. But it's near Radio 1. So, 10 Scott Mills... Well, 50 if you said Bernard's watch. But that wasn't in there. If you said some WH Smith vouchers, a grand, a box that made food, your girlfriend back, disabled parking permit, more cake, nicer hair... or bigger downstairs, give yourself 10 lovely Scott Mills points. Well done.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Chris has been on. He says, OMG, I must be from Sheeper Street. When he said bigger downstairs, I thought he meant his house. Yep, you're off of Sheeper Street. Now, the guy that asked for just a grand was my favourite. Because, like, if you did want money and you had smooth talking down there as a genie off Aladdin, would you not ask for a little bit more?
Nope, just a grand. That's fine for me.
Loads of people are saying that they would have asked for Bernard's watch. Like, if it was in there on Sheeper Street, if someone had said Bernard's watch, I would be handing out 50 Scott Mills points here, there, and everywhere.
I can't believe you two have never heard of Bernard's watch.
A load of people are saying... like Anna, I always wish for a Bernard's watch. I loved Bernard's watch, Kaylee. Sophia was a bit disappointed with it because he never used to use it for good stuff. It'd just be like doing his homework and stuff.
What yeah, happened? I don't think it's as good as the Queen's nose.
What no, is that?
Queen's nose.
That's another one you used to have to rub.
Yeah.
The coin, not the...
Talk me through Bernard, please.
Well, the thing is with Bernard's watch, what he did is he pressed it and time would stop. And then he would just go and try on clothes and stuff like that. He never used it for perving. He never did anything he could
have. Were you watching again? You could have used that to perv, but no.
Yeah.
Right. What, was he quite... He used to try on a lot of clothes.
Yeah, he was dull with it. He used to go and try on hats and stuff like that.
Was Bernard quite flamboyant?
He was a flamboyant kid.
Right. And then the Queen's nose, is that the same?
Well, similar. You rub the coin of the Queen's nose on the coin.
Wow.
And you get...
A load of people saying that they would have said that as their answer.
Maybe you should do an up-to-date version of Bernard's watch, where he does use the watch now for perving. Because obviously he's old enough now. I just looked up the actor. He hasn't been in anything since 2003, so he's obviously free.
Right, so we just do a pervy version of Bernard's watch.
Yeah.
I quite like it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Sophie from Coventry.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I went to uni with Bernard off of Bernard's watch.
You went to uni with actual Bernard off the watch?
Well, the actor that paid Bernard off of Bernard's watch. But yes,
obviously
I
knew he was an actor, yeah. I knew it wasn't real. What uni was this?
He used to do medicine, apparently, which is quite a come up from...
At what university?
Sheffield.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently the rumour has it that he had to leave halls because when he used to enter the dining room, everybody would freeze and he'd get really annoyed by it.
I can imagine. So yeah. He had to move from his halls. So like everyone would be in the canteen like, oh my God, it's Bernard, off the watch.
And then they'd just stop.
Freeze.
They were using his watch, yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't happy by it.
So did you know Bernard very well?
Not very well. He was seeing my housemate for a while and he had drumstick lollies at our house one day. But
he did what?
He ate drumstick lollies at our house one day.
He ate lollies at your house one day?
Yep.
And he dated your housemate?
My housemate for a bit, yep.
Oh, this is fabulous news.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. Were you a little bit starstruck?
Pardon?
Were you a little bit starstruck?
I was, it was amazing, it's the best claim to fame.
It really is?
Yep.
We need to get him famous again, because he's been deleted from Wikipedia.
Has
he? The sad event took place at 20 to midnight on the 15th of June 2008, and he hasn't had a page since.
Oh, no.
He does confirm that he did medicine at Sheffield, but we need to get him back on.
How do you get deleted from Wikipedia? Is it because you're not deemed interesting enough anymore?
Says he is not notable enough.
Oh God, that's
awful.
Doesn't
meet the notability guideline. But he was in Bernard's Watch. He was Bernard.
You're Bernard off Bernard's Watch. How can you not be notable? That's ridiculous. Are you upset by that?
I am. It's awful.
I know. We need to get him back on Wikipedia immediately. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Has anyone seen that advert on telly? Where it's like a dreamy version of Wherever You Will Go by The Calling.
The tea advert.
Yeah, the tea advert, which always makes you think, tea.
Always?
Always. Love a cup of tea, me. I love a cup of tea. And it's the cartoon lady is on, and like she gets into a boat and then has some tea, and it's all fine.
Just make it clear that you should get into a boat with tea.
You should.
No, because look what happened to Simon Mundy off Sport yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right, can
boat's
I just
a very
say,
unstable environment. You could spill that tea.
How is your hand today? Because you did can burn just, it on that tea yesterday.
I was going to say, he wasn't in a boat at the time.
No, he wasn't.
To clarify, he was just walking in a corridor.
Yeah, in the live line. Oh, you're in the corridor.
It's a shaky corridor, I'll have you know. It's a lot better, actually. I'd like to confirm that Becky's advice for wrapping it in cling film, although there were a lot of doubters on the text, actually worked a treat.
Or has it just got better because it was quite a minor burn?
Do you know what? I'm getting...
And nothing to make a fuss about.
Quite right. Frankly, Chris, your attitude is a little bit upset.
Listeners. Listeners,
these two have been brilliant all morning.
I know. Chris Smith off the news and Simon Mundy off the Sport are like a couple of old. You're like an old married couple. That's what you're like. There needs to be a sitcom of BBC One quite soon.
Can we call it Man Up, Simon?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Stop your quarrelling. It's time to do the news and sport. Radio
One. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, do you remember yesterday on the show, we had Dev, who does the show before this one. 4 a.m. Dev, off early breakfast. I used to do that. It sent me a little bit mad in the end. Started talking to people that weren't there. I did. That will happen to Dev. He's 2 years in now, so he's approaching the point where he will actually go a little bit crazy. He knows that, though. He's ready for it. I've warned him. He might have already got to that stage, actually, because he, if you heard yesterday, he's doing some wrestling this weekend. He stupidly called a wrestler Cowboy with a K, who was a proper wrestler. He called him a bit of an idiot on air, I think, and it escalated. And it now appears that he is being a wrestler on Sunday. Obviously, you'll be able to see this because there will be a video available to watch on the Radio 1 website, on the homepage. He's going under the name 00 Devin. And yesterday we were kind of testing him on his wrestling moves. He's got to do it this weekend. He seemed a bit blasé about it as well. He's like, yeah, it'll be fine. He's like, really? Really though, Dev? Sorry, 00 Devin. So we're just kind of working on something to help Dev to remember all the moves. Remember we were going through all the wrestling moves yesterday. So we've done a kind of song. It's a bit like your times table, really, you know, where you sing it to kind of remember. So it's a song to kind of remind him of all of the wrestling moves that we talked about yesterday. Here it is.
The vertical beef. The butt drop, Mongolian chop, stink face, testicular claw, lamb cannon, donkey omelette, flaps roast, dong clunk, the nipple flick, the bad kebab, the Chandler Bing, Kung Pao chicken, curl one out. The vertical beef.
I mean, that's where we are with the song so far. Do you think that's going to help him at all?
Definitely.
Do you think?
Yeah, isn't it proven that you learn stuff and it's in the form of song?
So I think we should continue working on that because then he'll be all set for the weekend for his wrestling. Podcast. Right, it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady with Dear Scott. Over the Joe McElderry thing, there was someone else on the other team called Joe, so Vernon decided to call Joe McElderry Robin instead.
Oh, right.
Oh, as you do.
Hope that clears it up. Doesn't make it any less confusing, does it? Okay, so what have you been saying to us on email? We're doing Dear Scott every day while Moors is off, so get your emails in to the Posh Radio 4 lady. Subject, Dear Scott, that's what you put. Write what you want to say, anything at all. anything, and then email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Hi, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hiya.
I listen to your free download every day and to Chris Moyles every week. I heard Chris Moyles talking about a sleeping app, which I also use, that records any noise you make while sleeping. I've decided to share one of mine with you. I think a spider must have been in my dream. Love you, Zoe, 20, from Jersey, X, smiley.
Aw, I like hearing from the Channel Islands. Hi, Zoe. This is an app that we talked about quite a few months ago, and I know that Chris Moyles has also been doing it lately, and it just records whatever you do in your sleep. Mm. Remember we did it with you, Chris?
Yeah.
And all we could recognise what you're saying was, is it the Chinese man?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what Zoe said in her sleep?
Yes.
Listen to this.
What is it? Don't tell me, if you tell me, don't tell me. Please don't tell me, don't tell me. Music. Please just get away.
Oh, God. How horrible dreams. I want to hear that again.
What is it? Don't tell me, if you tell me, don't tell me. Please don't tell me, don't tell me. Music.
What? That?
Please get away.
Bless her.
Really hoping that she's single. Thanks for that, Zoe. Thanks for sharing. Next.
Hi, Moist Scott, Moist Becky, oh. Moist Chris, Moist PR4L, and any moist buddy else. Moist, 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 moist. Moist, 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 moist. Moist, 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 moist. Moist, moist, moist. Lots of love, Moist Danny Gregory from Moist Birmingham.
Stop saying it so much, it doesn't become a word anymore, it just becomes a weird noise. Moist noise. That's from the game that we did last week called Slip It In, where you have to slip a random word into the conversation several times.
And I won.
No, you didn't win.
I did, though.
No, you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Okay, let's
you
relive
didn't
that
tell
and
me.
See how. Let's hear how you cheated.
Hello?
Moist, 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 moist.
The word was moist that we had to get in.
Moist, 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 moist.
As subtly as possible and as many times as we could into a conversation with a random.
Moist, 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 moist.
Becky obviously won.
Moist, 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 moist.
Because she just kept saying it.
Moist, 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 moist.
It wasn't the actual idea of the game.
Moist, 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 moist.
Sounds real strange.
Moist, 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 moist.
A little bit of a slowing down there.
Why aren't you asking me why I'm saying it?
Because I want to see how long you can carry on saying it for. I must admit, I am intrigued, though. I'm not used to this. Why aren't you saying it?
There we are, asked in the end.
Well, you were trying to put it into sentences, and I thought if I rang someone up and then just said it, I'd be able to get it in way more times before they even worked out what was
it's
going
cheating,
on.
It's cheating, though, Becky.
It's
you know
cheating.
It is. You know
you
it
said
is.
Get it in.
I want to play Slip It In again tomorrow. I want to play Slip It In again tomorrow.
And rematch.
Rematch without you doing that and just saying the word continuously, because I think that should be banned. Next.
Hey, Scott. Becky, embracing being large. PR4L, STD, the one that doesn't speak, and everyone else.
Ow.
I like it when you read out my texts on air. It makes me so happy, smiley. But when I post a Facebook status, no one seems to care. Not fun. I've noticed that when my friend posted a status about Fern Cotton reading her text out, she got 40-ish likes. I post one about you and I get one like from someone I don't even know. What's this all about, Scott? Is there a solution? Help, Scott. I want more likes. Smiley. Love you. Lols. From Mary in Welland Garden City. XXXXX.
I'm obviously not well liked, that's why. I can't really explain it.
But even rubbish stuff gets likes on Facebook.
I know.
We put up a picture of some chicken that you ate in a car once, and that got 900 likes within 5 minutes.
I know. Sorry I can't get you more likes.
Maybe if you mention Fern Cotton in the message about you,
yeah,
that'll bring up the likes, and then you won't be able to tell who likes what, so it looks like people like you, but actually they like Fern.
Do that.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and anyone else. I was walking to college the other day, listening to some old podcasts, when one came on that was talking about the movie that you were going to make back in, like, May. I was just wondering if you did ever make it, and I just missed it, or... confused, Smiley. I hope I haven't missed it, Smiley. Love, Beth, in Devon, XOXO.
Well, Beth, and I'm glad you mentioned this, the movie that we're talking about in May is happening. Now, I've spent the last few evenings going through my footage, and...
I thought you said you were watching old Gavin and Stacey's.
That was last night, and I watched some footage. So, we are going to do this film. It is being made. The idea was, on the weekend of Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle, everybody, whether they were there or not, had to film whatever they were doing on that weekend. So we got pop stars in it, got Radio 1 DJs, we've got loads of our lovely listeners, and this film, well, I want to get it out there before the end of the year. So it's one of those, this holiday season. One of those films. Because you need to get out for Christmas, don't you?
Definitely.
So, I will still need your help on the movie. I still need some more people to be involved. But I will tell you how you can help me and more about this Radio 1 movie on tomorrow's show. But I still need your help. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and anyone else.
Yes?
Hi. I know this may be a little late, but what happened to Chris's email girlfriend who asked for money to come over and see him? I never heard the outcome. Please don't leave me in suspense. Love, Carrie from Bradford.
Oh, this is a while back where Chris had a bit of an internet romance.
Yeah, well, sort of. It was a scam. It was a scam email.
Oh. And I was
basically, took you a while to realise that.
I was receiving a lot of emails from apparently a girl called Rima from Armenia who loved me and wanted me to send her money so that she could come over and visit me and be my wife.
And you were really flattered by this.
Yeah.
And took you a while to realise that it may have been not true and a scam.
But I replied to her emails.
I know.
Quite a few times.
Well, she replied back because she seems interested for a while.
Yeah.
If you missed this whole saga at the time, she's not been back on for a while, has she?
No, I think I upgraded my spam filters and I haven't seen her since.
Right.
Funny that.
Don't really speak so much anymore. But at the time, I'd quite like to play the song that we made again. Because all the stuff that Chris wrote to Rimmer and Rimmer wrote to Chris, we put to music and a little song. So if you're not up to speed with this and what happened at the time, let's play it again now, because it's really good. This is the story of Chris and Rimmer's internet romance. It lasted, what, a few weeks?
Yeah, about that.
Hello. Please find some time to read this mail, and you would not regret about it. I guess you are also seeking serious relations, right? That is why I decided to write to you. I am Rimmer. I have no boyfriend. I am looking a man who will understand and help me. I want to open my heart and soul in a full way. If you want to know me better, please reply. Yours, Rimmer.
Hello. I think I may have sent this to the wrong person. Love, Chris.
Hello, my new friend. Frankly, I'm a bit worried and thought you did not answer. But now I see your answer and a smile on my face. As you already know, my name is Rimmer. I am 29 years old. I live with my father and mother. I was born in one of the most interesting countries in the world, Armenia. The main distinguishing trait is honesty. Lies and treachery always strongly penalised. The main motto, one for all and all for one. It turns out that it is very difficult to find work for young people in our country. My friend, you probably think, why am I writing to you? I have no love. I looking for the man who could truly love and respect me. My friend, perhaps it was you. I look forward to your new email me. Your new friend from the country of the sun. Rimmer.
I can't see it all. Even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture.
Hello, Rimmer. I'm pleased that my last email put a smile on your face. We definitely have loads in common. S Club 7 once sang a song called Two in a Million. Have you heard it? It reminds me of you. You seem like a very well brought up lady, and I'm particularly pleased to read how lies and treachery are strongly penalised in Armenia. You seem to be a very trustworthy lady. I'm a lucky guy. Smiley. I also understand how hard it is to get a job in the current economic climate. But stick with it. It feels like we've been friends for years. We really are two in a million. But you're my number one. Another S Club classic. Really hope to hear from you soon. Chris.
Hello, my dear and beloved. Thank you very much for your kind words to me. You are a very dear person to me. You cannot even imagine how glad I am that our hearts have found each other. My thoughts about only you and our future life together. I will give you all my harat. I want to be with you. I love you. My dear, today I decided to visit the tourism company in order to learn about our meeting. I asked the manager of the company and described the situation. I found out what documents do I need to be able to fly out to you. Manager reported that for the flight to you I need a passport, tourist visa, insurance and medical examination. The cost of the passport is 170 euros. The visa is 220 euro. The medical insurance is 75 euro. The compulsory accident insurance is 55 euro. When I learned that I need 520 euro, I wanted to cry. All my dreams about our meeting immediately destroyed. Because I do not have such money, my love. You are ready to help in our meeting, this sum of money. Please answer me as soon as possible. Million kisses for you. Your favourite, Rimmer.
To my favourite, Rimmer. Thank you for the million kisses. I was intrigued to hear about your plans for our future life together and how you love me with all of your heart. That's quite quick. I don't think I've ever had a relationship with a girl who is so, how can I put this, fast. And I'm from Pinner. When I heard that you need 520 euros to come over to see me, I decided that I must help. Darling Rimmer, please send me your full postal address, because I would like to surprise you. I thought I would send you the 520 euros you need for your passport and visas, then you'll be able to come and see me in Britain. But then I had a better idea. My love, I have booked myself a flight to come and see you. Britain's a bit cold and dreary at this time of year, and I would love to see Armenia, the country of the sun. It sounds wicked. My ideal holiday destination has always been a country where lies and treachery are always strongly penalised. My flight leaves on Thursday, and I arrive at 6 p.m. local time. Would you be able to collect me from the airport? Or shall I make my own way to your house? I can't wait to meet your parents, too. I hope one day I can call them Mum and Dad, too. Write back soon. One for all and all for one, Chris.
And there we are. That was the brief internet romance between Chris and Rimmer put to song to Eminem. Now, we didn't hear anything from her after that, did we? Nothing. When she said you booked your flight, nothing again. Also, and we haven't played that for a while, but could you stop this? Chris gets really upset when loads of people like James in Cardiff text in and go, yeah, I had the same conversations with her. Yeah, I had the same emails from Rimmer. Nick in Preston's been on. Richard in Bristol also had emails from Rimmer. Don't say that, it just upsets him.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.